Hi everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the One for the Road show. It's a show brought to you by Bali's Cocktails. It's an interesting podcast. It's about to be a very fun ride, so we're going to be talking about trending issues, interesting topics. So for the first episode, we have Edubia, the CEO of Bali's Cocktails, over here.
Hi. Please, I'm already drunk. But it's a safe space, so I'm going to talk my mind. But no one should come for me.
Yeah, don't come for her.
Hi, my name is Anne. The host of Just Vibes with Anne.
Welcome, Anne. We're glad to have you. She's also a podcaster. So for those who don't know who I am MCNL. I host the MCNL podcast. I am a DJ and an MC in Accra. And I'm available for bookings outside Ghana. So
this advert today.
I'm just putting that out there.
Okay, CEO.
So it's only right that we talk about a cocktail that comes from the famous Bali Bar. So introduce us to this drink and tell us about it.
For 60 seconds. And it has Patron dripping in the cocktail.
Within 60 seconds.
In 60 seconds.
Because I think that's what's happening to you right now.
I think that's what happened to her.
It's just 10 seconds.
In less than
60 seconds.
So anytime you do pass by the Bali's shop, do well to get yourself a cocktail called 60 seconds.
It's good.
You don't definitely taste good. And
it's not bitter. Yeah, at all.
Because you enjoy the drink.
But it's Valentine's in Accra. And even across the world, yeah, it's getting close to Valentine. And getting close to Valentine, a documentary came out on Netflix about a man who swindled his lovers and a couple of friends out of millions of dollars, and which is weird to me because it's a weird thing to say you're borrowing money for a lover, but then I'd love to hear what you guys think.
First date, private jet.
The settings, everything was just right.
The settings were good, honestly. It was too good. You'll fall for it, but I mean, after one
time. Well, is this supposed to be a timeline for when he has the money?
It could be that maybe he wants to test if you're a wife material.
One day,
you're not in for my money. So it's like the ladies,
money.
They were just proving that, oh, they're not.
No, but what are you there for? He's a billionaire.
Actually, one of them was his friend, not his girlfriend. One of them was his friend.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire. He doesn't need.
You see those Nigerian movies there? When someone is free, the person will act like poor just to find a wife.
Right.
Think about
okay.
it.
But he's white. Why people don't
like,
do
no,
that?
The enemies. So he kept saying he had enemies.
I mean, he's a billionaire, so it's possible.
That one,
can you fall for that?
No, I don't think so.
When you googled billionaire son, you will start mopping his house. You will start... Do you want your materials?
I mean, after 1 month, you're asking me for money.
So
what? It should be when?
After like 6 months.
Or six months. Like,
but then, like I don't think he even sends them money. He just took them out. Never like said, oh, take $100 million to, you know, go shopping.
Wow.
And then you think they're rich people, they'll give you cash that.
But they won't give you money.
That's
how
it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's sitting there around? But they don't give you their physical card.
Get driven around town.
But I think they're very honest. You can't fall for it.
I think anyone can, but then...
The one that lasted for 14 months, at least she was smarter.
That was the longest one.
And she was able to get some of her money back. Not all. Some.
Oh, that's lovely. Love that for her.
Yeah.
Try to be smart like her.
But with Valentine's around the corner, does it put pressure on you to do anything? Because me, I'm not going to lie. On my Twitter timeline, I am honestly tired of the couples. So I go there for 5 minutes a day and I'm done. It's a wrap. Because you literally can't turn your head without any couple doing anything at all.
Echo. Disturbing us.
Not be small.
Making noise.
Yeah. Echo. And Hitman Easy. He's the other one. The white one.
Yeah,
but it's nice. It's nice when people do nice things for their significant others. But does it put pressure on any of you to do anything?
I'm single, so.
I'm single, so I'm not
for him. You have to do that real quick.
Yeah, I don't think it puts pressure on me.
Are you going to do anything?
Like, do anything for for myself.
For your
boyfriend, mm-hmm. whoever.
Well, is he supposed to do something for you?
Oh, huh. It's not like someone has to tell you. You now you do it. Hey. Because tomorrow, delivery people will be calling, you know.
Uh-huh. So if that doesn't happen, say that doesn't happen.
It's fine. But I'll come for you.
Why are you coming for him if it's fine?
Maybe have the, my gift at home, so I just come.
It's not fine.
So you're expecting something? I mean, is it okay to expect something? You could expect anything.
Yeah, I don't expect anything though, but like,
you should be moved by Valentine to buy something.
See, some people be like, it's not only Valentine that you show love. Oh, you're lying.
Yeah, clearly. You can't. It's true. You can't show love on a random day.
Is it only Christmas you chew chicken? We chew chicken every day. But then Christmas, everybody know that, oh, Christmas is for chicken. So Valentine's Day is just a day to show that, oh, love, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to get your girlfriend, crush, whoever, something.
But I feel like that comes from whole Accra dating and giving us pressure. You have to give us pressure when you're dating.
Who are buying cars?
Oh, yeah, I saw a tweet. The girl was like, for Valentine's, I'm buying my boyfriend land somewhere in Accra.
Hey,
and I'm like, land?
Okay.
Land?
Pressure.
Are you guys married? So what happens if... No, I'm a positive person. Hopefully it ends up well. Mm-hmm. Everything turns well. But then she's buying land and I'm like, oh, that's a nice that's gesture. Impressive. That's new. Especially a lady buying a guy land. That's hopefully that's not Tinder swindler.
I know.
Yeah. But it's interesting. And you mentioning Accra, dating in Accra and all of that.
I don't think dating's about gifts and money.
What's dating about? Enjoying the person's company.
Not just that, man.
Liking the person as a human being.
Like the way you stressing.
Uh-huh.
9 to 5.
Yeah.
Close, you sit in traffic. You get home, put your head on the pillow. Nobody to sweet talk. Depression alone, you know, it's very stressful. You need someone. No, don't do yourself hard, guy, hard girl.
I'm not doubting it.
Your partner in the need.
Okay. So what you get in a long distance right relationship?
That's long.
Oh, you can't talk. FaceTime. Oh, Apple.
All the time. Thank you.
FaceTime is there.
Is dating in Accra expensive?
It's expensive. See.
No, but I feel like
yesterday
dating
I went to North Kanishi.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at North Kanishi, I was like, oh, let me try and request the bar. So North Kanishi and East Lagos is long distance relationship. Because
every day.
But you see your boyfriend or girlfriend too. That's food has not come.
But that is based on like the whole city itself being expensive. Not exactly the dating being expensive.
Dating is expensive.
But dating everywhere could be equally expensive too.
Really?
Because anywhere you could probably see your girl like twice a day. That's still you spending money. You guys going out on a date. You guys.
If you don't have money,
just.
So if you don't have money, it would be a
sit. Stay away.
Be single.
Be single.
What the girls say? Girls too.
Yeah, the girls too. If you don't have money, just. Who do you want to date?
Okay. That's a new one.
Oh, you should.
But if you have a boyfriend,
wild. Everyone is.
Yeah.
Nowadays, the boys I read,
cause they feel like they're not getting what they're giving,
which is not far from the truth.
It's not. It's actually not. I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Cause you have to relax for us. Some of us we are not working
yet.
Yeah. But you know, it's not like you give money. But you see, petty things. Like
petty things like what?
Yeah. You see, when you're home, someone comes to visit you, you give the person food.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're like, this time come to your house, your mom will give me food, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's basic stuff. So if you are my boyfriend, come to my dad's food, give me food. Yeah. I don't know if you get it.
Based off that, it makes sense. Uh-huh. So imagine you don't have money.
And you come and sit down food and be watching movies.
See Ghana, 60, 100. I know, Ophelia has ordered KFC. It's not him. 60, 60. Imagine. It's 6 times 7. Thank God to both for repaid delivery 3 cities.
Yeah.
It's closer.
Imagine. But dating in Accra is interesting. It is.
I want to say this thing.
Say.
Some you people have been saying on Twitter, everybody's cheating. Accra, everybody.
So I was coming.
Only
to
you, oh. Only it? You.
Are you sure?
You're not about cheating in Accra.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
They're
all cheating. So that's
okay. No, everybody's cheating. I don't cheat.
No, but there's a picture of a married man who wants to go on a date with a girl on a Friday. And she's like, what's the Friday? Why no Saturday? She said, why no Saturday? And he's like, oh, Saturday, those I think I'm getting married or something married like that.
And they are doing that.
Are you kidding me?
So that's what he said. He's like, oh, I think I'm getting married or something like that.
He's getting married or something.
Yeah, on a Saturday.
So I saw once he said, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
I see you're getting married. So I said, does it matter or it's nothing?
Yeah.
Like,
That's Accra.
Gosh.
It's beautiful on this side.
Horrible. Yes, we have to stop. We have to change.
It all plays into the trust issues. You can't trust anyone in Accra, can you?
No.
Why can't you?
Because everybody.
So how do you want to find love?
Or you don't is there love in Accra?
You don't think you find love in Accra?
I don't think I'll find love in Accra.
Oh. Edubia clearly has found love in Accra.
Yeah, I've not found love, but I'm saying.
You've not?
Like, I feel if you keep saying that, oh, men are trash, there's no love in Accra.
But you're not saying
that. You have an idol in your head.
You're not saying
that. And so when you even find a perfect man,
you'll be like, I don't want to put anything into it.
Whoever you're with right now is kind of showing you love.
Oh, whoever I'm with.
He's doing the right things.
I don't want to talk about it.
Eh? No, tell us. He's doing the right things because clearly you're positive about love.
Yeah, I'm just a positive person.
Person.
Even if things are falling apart, I'm like, there's a higher chance of.
So if your boyfriend is cheating, you give him another chance.
If he cheats.
Yeah.
Oh, cheating, yeah. You don't catch them. You don't
catch them. If you don't catch them, is it cheating if you don't catch them?
Men are literal. Like, if he goes to fuck, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he has seen big breasts, fair, you know, he just wants to have a taste of it. He just goes and slap the asset. But I will only have a problem if you're a disloyal person and you keep jumping from woman to woman.
So he's supposed to be honest and tell you, okay, so I did this.
Yeah, I feel like it's better to tell me.
Say that you messed up. You know, sometimes.
No, like,
you know sometimes.
You guys are not being honest, I promise.
No, sometimes. I like to know. I actually like to know when it's up. Because I don't want surprises to be there.
But knowing is, I have dated it's coming someone, to an end, right? If you're
right?
Not.
And then.
She's about to put someone on blast.
I was actually very open. I think we were actually open. Because I'm really tolerant. And then some girl comes from nowhere to come and tell me that.
Ooh.
Is that girl question mark?
She's marking her territory.
So what? You know sometimes some women will be like, I can steal your man. I will steal your man.
So she
they have that energy.
Because
if a girl and come and text me.
Because the man is giving her.
If a girl and come and text me, please, your boyfriend. I said, is your problem. You don't know what I'm talking about. These girls don't trust any of them. If they text, okay.
Who is a man? Who is a side chick?
But I feel like men are literal. They do it because they want to. They are lustful.
But that's not
aren't
right.
Aren't you lustful?
Me. I only have a problem if you're having an affair with a woman. I keep going back to F for sex.
So if it's a different person?
All the time, different.
That means you're disloyal. I said two things. Disloyal person and affair. If one is affair, that means the girl is in between us.
Yeah.
Cancelled. If you are disloyal, you keep cheating every...
But what if she's the
side chick? You're having an affair. Affair, you are going back for it. Back to back. But once in the club, you don't even know. He has not even saved the girl's number. Doesn't even know. You get it. So that one... But if you keep going back,
it is the other one there. You are supporting the boys too much.
Oh, I'm not supposed to.
If we are selling you niggas in Accra,
that's not literally niggas in Accra.
I didn't say that too. If you like, go and cheat and see. If you are my boyfriend.
That is the message to you, wherever you are.
But with Valentine's around the corner, you guys are saying you're not expecting anything. But are you really sure?
Me, I'm expecting something.
Oh, me, I'm expecting something.
From who?
Hey, my crush.
Oh, me, okay.
Okay, her crush.
Yes, I didn't know single people have crushes though.
Hey, okay. In the circle.
So you're in the talking stage. You're talking to someone.
Yeah, I'm single. Completely
you
single.
You can be single and still be talking to someone.
He's pretty too. Chinese eyes.
Are you looking?
Oh yeah, I'm looking.
Ooh.
Text me on Instagram. Ghost.ai.
Hey.
That's the energy. That's actively looking.
Actively looking.
Yeah, so right now let's talk about a trending issue in Accra. Education. What's happening? What's happening with education? Is education still a thing?
Our lecturers are on strike.
At this point, you guys should just give up. Give up and just look for jobs, cause the whole back and forth still doesn't make sense.
I know.
We're trying to finish school.
Honestly, at this point, you guys should just give up. Everyone should just start looking for jobs.
I know, right? Because it feels like nobody's making an effort. We're just in school spending money.
Yeah, as you should. That's your brand, your parents' money. They put you on this earth to spend their money, so you might as well as a receipt for whatever they did. Isn't that what kids are? Your receipts for your parents' promiscuity. your parents' adventure. But yeah, so hopefully lecturers get back to school soon. But before we leave, let's just explain to our listeners why and how this show came about. Like, what's the whole idea behind it? Just before we go, real quick, Edubia.
Okay, so one for the road, if you're an alcoholic, you know one for the road, what it means. It's actually a drink or alcohol you take before leaving a party. So the whole idea is that it is going to fuck our mind as we sip alcohol.
And get drunk.
Get one for the road.
One for the road.
Get one for the road.
That's lovely. And I think it's a brilliant idea. So kudos to you and the Bali team for putting it together.
Thank you.
More episodes will be coming. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I'm here to host all of it.
So as you are driving in the traffic,
Anise,
as your church roommate is annoying you, as you are in bed, gnashing,
yeah. Girls Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all the single girls. And boys. But girls, the boys are not single.
Boys are single.
Anyone, you guys.
All the girls say they are dating, but all the boys are single.
So who are we dating?
Maybe they're not dating us.
They're
dating international boys.
Ah,
the UK boys that come for Christmas. Any.
Who?
Probably.
Well,
why don't you guys believe Accra girls? Hey, Accra guys.
Cause they're liars.
Yeah, I believe them more. I believe Accra boys.
Don't you believe I'm single? You believe it?
Yeah.
I don't have conversations or stuff. I don't have conversations with anyone, so you have to believe I'm single. But
please, tomorrow if you come and buy from, I don't know when
is this coming out? Is it coming out tomorrow? Yeah.
The whole week, if you come to Bali to buy anything, get free chocolate. At least you are not gnashing.
Bali is looking out for you.
Ophelia, yeah, I come in.
That's
okay.
Nice. Thank you, Ophelia.
Soft drinks, wine, spirits, everything.
Yeah, she has everything in store. She has all the brands you can think of.
Wholesale, retail, supply.
Yeah, you can just hit up Barley Cocktail.
You're not gnashing, sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone is gnashing. Once you're a Barley customer, you're not gnashing.
At all.
You're going to be enjoying yourself.
Just pass through.
So this has been the first episode of...
Oh, so we are done?
Yeah, yes, we are.
This has been the first episode.
I can't wait for the second episode.
One for the road.
Yeah.
I can't wait to...
Come back again with another...
I can't wait to come back again next week.
Yeah.
My name is Anne.
She's a Dubia. She's drunk. And I'm MC Neil, over and out. Oh, yeah. Second money could suck up. Back booty up for me, yellow pop.